All right, welcome back to Insight with Irv. I have a quick, short, and simple podcast for us, but really it's going to be an important one, especially if you are in a service-based industry. Look, for those of us that are in service-based industries, whether you do consulting, whether you have an agency, whether you run maybe marketing for a company, like just insert whatever service base that you have. It can be hands-on. Maybe you're physically in there working, you have a done-for-you system for your clients, or it can be a done with you where you're kind of holding your client's hand, like whatever that system is. This is going to be a good one for you, because this is three tactical ways that you can get more clients for your service-based industry. Now, can you possibly apply some of these for anything else? Yes, but the reason why I'm decided to do service-based is because, one, this comes up quite a bit with you guys that message me, and secondly, that is what the Insight Inner Circle is, which is our business consulting company. And so I know a thing or two about this because it's essentially how we've been able to build our company up. And so the first thing, and I know that this one may not sit well with a lot of us, especially if you feel like you've earned your stripes, but let me explain. So the first one is going to be working for free. Now, before you get out of the podcast, before you sign off, before you hit delete, like whatever that is, hold your horses. Let me explain. When you work for free, I'm not talking about you're working for free for someone, providing a service, providing some value in exchange that you're going to get something on the back end, because I think that that's the wrong angle to take on this. I think that if we come from a place of expectations, or we start labeling, hey, I'm going to do this for you, just in our minds, and I hope that they sign up with me, or I hope that they exchange your dollars with me, you're coming from the wrong angle. I want you to literally give something away for free. Now, how do we determine what's worth giving away for free? I'll give you two of my thoughts around this. Either A, give something away for free that you would typically charge a good amount of money for. That could be a lead magnet, that can be a free consultation, like a free consultation, not one of those consultations that have a pitch at the end of it. And you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, especially for those of us that are in service space. I'm talking about a legit, you provided value, especially if you don't have any clients right now. Like, what else are you doing with your time? I'm gonna give you two other things that you can pay attention to, because I have 3 points here, but like really, like what else are you doing with your time? Like, I'm just being honest with you. If you wanna get more clients, trust when I say this, if you give something away for free without the expectancy to make a transaction on the back end, you're going to earn far more trust with your client, and you're going to earn far more business than you have right now, than you know what to do with, because you came from a place of contribution and not from a place that you just want to strip something from a client, which is their money, right? That's going to come from just a place of what I call, what's the word I'm looking for? It's going to come from a place of they feel indebted to you, where they just human, unless it's a psychopath, it's just human psychology, man. This person helped me out so much, even if I can't transact with them, let me at least send them someone that I know will. Again, I'm speaking from experience on this. And if you've done this in the past, then you know exactly what I'm talking about, where you or they may not be the person that fits for your business model, but they may know one or two people that do. And one of the best sources for business is going to be a referral source, because it's free and it doesn't cost you anything on the back end, and it spreads like wildfire, like good books, like a good restaurant, like a good podcast, right? But when it comes to working for free, that's something that you want to do, because it's going to help build that trust, especially if you're not really well known. And if you think you are well known, put it to a test. Like, give something away for free and see how good it really is. If you can't give something away for free, then you have bigger issues to face. Because it really means that your service or your product really isn't as good as you think. Like, trust me, even if something is free, if somebody doesn't want it, it's because there's a hidden cost to it. Most people just think when they give something away or when they're selling something, it's based off of price, and customers or consumers only shop based off of a price. There's also an invisible conversation happening where if I can't give you something for free, then what that means is there's a hidden cost that they're not willing to take on the back end. And so figure out what that is and fix it, which is another reason why I really like to implement this if I'm looking to get more clients. The second thing that I want you to pay attention to is you want to get seen. Like, if you're not creating content yet, I have no idea what you're doing with your time. I have no idea what you're doing with your life. And I say this with love. We have built essentially a content machine. Me and my videographer, we've built essentially a content machine where we're pumping out, you know, he's behind the camera, so I'll speak for him. I'll look at him. What do we have, like 50 pieces of content in like
50, 60.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like 50 pieces of content within a 48-hour span. Now, we're not spending 48 hours on it. What we're doing is we're creating content based off of what the market wants to see. And so I see pieces of content, especially if we're looking at reels. So this is how my mind works, and this is what I want you to take. If I see that a market, like for us, they keep asking the same question, whether it's on our channel or someone else's channel, we're gonna create content around it. We're not even gonna try to sell it, right? We're going to let the content serve. And we're by the way, we're going to make the free content better than a lot of people's paid stuff. Now, I don't mean that in a down-putting way for anyone else that's watching this, and maybe you're in our space, but I just really mean that we're serving our audience. Like, they don't have to buy from us. They can really get some amazing value from the free content that we have, which is how we built up all of our channels. And so what we're doing is we're taking a look at what our customers have, or ideal customers have questions about, again, either on our channel or on other people's channels, and then we're making content curated around that. Now, the way that I see it is our short form content, which is, you know, the 60 second reels, the 45 second shorts, whatever it is, that's kind of like a trailer. Now, can that drive some call to action for people where they say, hey, I want to book a call with XYZ company? Yes, 100%, which is a whole conversation that happens on the back end of how your team nurtures that relationship, which we won't get into just because I want to stick to the three tactical ways of getting more clients. The other side of it is if you wanted to then foster that relationship and really kind of like continue to nurture it through the long form content. Now, the short form content is a trailer. The long form content is seen more as the movie, right? And then what ends up happening after the long form content, if they're still not sold on you, then that could be a place that you can see, okay, if let's say I'm still not getting more leads, and if people still aren't booking a call with me, or if people still aren't buying, let's say, my product, then that could mean that you still aren't providing enough value. And if you're wondering, Irv, what do you want me to give it away? Kind of, sort of, yes. Here's the madness behind it. You're never going to give something away and feel like you're left empty, because you're always filling yourself up. Because none of us are ever pouring from an empty cup. So if somebody's watching my content, and if I feel like I've given too much away, then I don't know enough about that subject. Like, that's just the way that I see it. And so if I'm giving people, and you guys probably know me for all of my credit stuff, right? But if I'm giving content out on the three best business credit cards that somebody should get if you're a brand new business, if I give that away and I feel like, oh my God, what else are they gonna come to me for? Then I don't have enough depth in my field. And that's where I want you to see yourself from, because this is going to help you become an expert in your field, where you, like, people feel that you are 5, 10, 15, 20 steps ahead of where they are. And so they're going to want to do business with you, because here is the catch 22. The more you give, the more people want to see. And people don't shop based off of the value they think they're getting. People shop based off of the value they've already received. And so if a videographer, if Isaiah tells me, hey, dude, I am really good at editing videos, I'm really good at helping you create content, and I see his work, and I'm like, eh, you know, I'm not a big fan of his work, guess what? We would have never worked together, right? But because based off of the value that I saw, of like, okay, well, he's worked with so-and-so, he's worked with this person, he's worked with that influencer, he's worked with this brand, I now see, and I can now gauge, okay, there's value there based off of the work that he's done. And so because of that, we will be working together in the future, which is where we are now, based off of just the free stuff that he's put out. We call that a portfolio. We call that a resume. This is how we have to start seeing content. Every piece of content that you put out is a billboard. Every piece of content that you put out is a piece of your resume. Every piece of content that you put out is a portfolio. Every piece of content that you put out is what I call digital real estate that you're picking up in the landscape of the industry that you're looking to take over. And if you're not doing it, believe me, somebody else is, and somebody else is going to pick up market share, and somebody else is going to make all the monies, and you are not. The third and final tactical way that you can get more clients, and this one is really good, especially if you are sharp at networking. This isn't necessarily my strongest suit. I'm not the biggest fan of networking, just me personally. It's going to be partnering up with other companies. Now, I want to be specific about this. I'm talking about partnering up with people that don't have the same service as you. That's more of like a collaboration, which can work. But if you're, let's say, trying to solidify yourself in a certain space, so let's say you are an agency, and that agency helps run ads for, let's say, dental companies, what you can do is you can partner up with a dental company. And so let's say that with that dental company, anyone that comes in, they're getting a 30% off for your services, and they're getting, let's say, a free treatment on their side, and you guys are kind of like swapping clients back and forth to each other, where, again, you're kind of servicing that niche, but you're not really in that niche, if that makes sense. If we want to take it from another angle, let's say that you have a landscaping company and then you wanted to partner up with a painting company, and that way you guys can kind of like cross network and send deal flows back to each other. So that way it's not a conflict of interest, and that way no one feels like they're stepping on anyone's toes. And so you guys are kind of keeping all of the resources, and you guys are keeping all the clientele inside of your hub, and then you can expand this as you start to add more vendors and as you start to add more referral partners. It's really a unique way of doing it. I remember there was a real estate agent back when I used to sell real estate. They just used to absolutely crush it with this model, where they would get a contractor, they would have an insurance company, they would have an auto dealership, they would have a storage unit owner, and so they would kind of just have like almost like 8 to 10 of them. They'd have this little, almost like a B&I, but more so kind of like a mastermind, where they would just cross-reference business to each other. And having that place of unity would allow them to pick up more market share, because now they had more troops on the field that were talking about their services when they weren't there present. And that's one of the fastest ways that you can grow your business, which is, I kind of touched on it earlier, where you're working for free and now you have someone promoting your business on your behalf. Believe me, there's more people out there than there are of us. Like, there's only one of you. And so if I'm talking to someone about my services or my business, I'm only talking to that one person. But if I make, let's say, if I provide fantastic service to 20 people, I now have 20 people talking about me versus just me talking about me. So now there's 20 conversations happening out there that's amplified based off of the work that I do and the work that I've done in the past. So quick recap: work for free, get seen by providing content for free to a marketplace, and partner up with companies. Everything that I provided for you is not going to cost you a dime. It's going to cost you energy, and it's going to cost you time to think about how you want to strategize around it. So I don't want to hear the excuses of, I don't have the money for this. Nowhere in this episode did I mention anything about it's going to cost you. Are there paid methods? 100%. I gave you the free method. It's just going to cost you, again, time and attention and your ability to get yourself out there. If you found value in this content, you guys know already, hit that subscribe button down below, and don't be shy, leave us a 5-star review if you found value in this episode, and feel free to check out our other episodes. But until next time, everyone, I will see you in the next episode.